Vardar and Parshas Toldos, I saw two Vertlach from the Al Sheikh, two short Vertlach, and I think it's a big Yisrael, the frost and light of the Pigurim that happened this week. First thing he says, when I get to the Mechira Sabachar at the beginning of Parshas Toldos, so it says that Esav came in, Vayavoy Esav min Asadev Hu Ayef, and he wants to eat something. So it says, "Vayemar Yisav al Yaakov halitini no min adam or adam azek yerif anrichi." So Yaakov says, "Machor kliyum is bichoras chali." So Yisav says, "Okay, no problem." He says, "Shavali, v'shavali because bichoras li Yaakov." Yaakov nasal le Yisav lechem nizir adoshim vayuch vayish vayuch meilaf vivezes bichoram. Says Yaakov sold him the nizir adoshim, which was a pot of food. Vayuch vayish. He ate and he drank. What did he drink? There was no food there. There was no drink there. He sold him food, but he didn't drink. Says the Al Sheikh, that he didn't have to sell. Esav didn't leave home without a flask of wine in his pocket. Says wine he always had. Wine he always had. That wasn't an issue. It was the food that he needed. Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky said, he remembers when he was a little kid in the town, it was like, anytime that he left his house, he left with a safer in his pocket. Why? This should be, just in case he has some more time, he'll be able to hop around. Some people, it's American Express, right? Don't leave home without it. That's what we grew up with. Don't leave home without it. You can't leave home without an American Express. Why? You never know. You never know if you're going to want to buy something. You should always have the ability to... It's a credit card, and you don't have to pay now. Buy now, think later. You also have to pay later. But that's how it is. Nowadays, for most people, it's don't leave home without a cell phone. Don't leave without a cell phone, or if it's a more mishuchlal gadget, possibly. Not to leave home. Don't leave home without it. As somebody once told me, that if he gets on his bus, this is many years ago, gets on his bus, he lived out of town, gets on his bus to the mirror, and remember that he did not bring his cell phone, he doesn't have his phone in his pocket. That's already chiddush. How did it happen that his cell phone was in his pocket? But if it happens that he realizes he doesn't have his cell phone with him, he gets off the bus, and he goes home, and he gets his cell phone. You can't live without it. Which most of us, we can't. We can't. We simply can't. Don't leave home without it. You know, who knows what's going to happen? He said, it might be like, if he doesn't have his phone, all of a sudden the twin towers are coming down, and who knows what else is happening. And when was the last time that you got such an important phone call that it was, you won the lottery, that's it. And if you won the lottery, they're not going to tell you tomorrow? Yeah. But what are the chances? What are the chances that a person, no, but a person, there's certain things that a person won't leave home with, won't leave home without. And as a yid, the nekuda has to be not to leave home without something for Avodas Hashem. Not something, there's so much time that's spent traveling, no matter what, especially Bizmanenu, so much time spent traveling that a person could either kill the time or could spend the time learning, spend the time. I remember there's a guy that used to be here in Yeshiva, and he came back to visit, and I was with him, and I asked him, when does he learn? So he says, he learns on Sundays. Sunday mornings, is a kernel, he learns Sunday mornings. So what do you do the rest of the week? He's traveling, he's this, he's that, he's going to, from Lakewood where he's living, to the city, coming back on the train, and the whole day he's in the city, doesn't really have time. There's so much time on the train. There's so much time that a person has on the train. If he's sleeping, he's sleeping, what can he do? But there's so much time that a person has traveling, a person has walking, time that can very often be killed. Revolver would say not to take a safer. Then anytime you go, he says you train yourself to think and learning. Because not always you have a sefer, not always is it possible to learn from a sefer. And when you're walking down the street, not with the sefer in front of your eyes, right? You're walking. It's funny, interesting, right? People don't. You're not going to walk down the street with a sefer in front of you. Walking, you look like retarded. You look crazy, right? No one who has a phone has any issue walking down the street without looking where they're going. Bichlal. I happened to be noticed somebody this week, and they walked a good half a block, maybe a full block, without picking up their head. Bichlal, and then like all of a sudden. They surfaced for a little bit of air and looked around to see what's going on. Baruch Hashem, they hadn't hit into any trees and continue going. Everybody else has to get out of the way when you're. But if it comes to the safer, Chas V'Shalom, I'm not gonna not a safer. Set it, fine. You look weird. First of all, you don't have one of those gadgets, so you're not one of those people anyhow. So not gonna take. But there's so many different other options that a person could have. First of all, if he has something to think about and learning, the best thing to do is to chazer what you just learned. You walk home after second Seder, just bear, think chazer for the 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Try to see if you can chazer over what you learned. What did I see today? It's all Gemara, it's all Rashi, it's all Tosfos. First of all, you remember it 100 times better. Second of all, when you start the next day, you're already beholding in the sugi because you already chazer it. Third of all, very often a person learns the Seder and he doesn't really, what did I come out with? He learned the Gemara, he learned the Rashi, he learned the Tosfos, he went through the Torah, he says, but what did I come out with at the end of the day? Just think to yourself, what did I come out with? And Bifrat, that it's Torah Magro Matzla. Torah Magro Matzla, I think Bifrat Al Adrachim. There was two pigrim today, this week, and somebody just told me in America there was a bomb threat for a shul in New Jersey. They didn't say which one it was. The shul's being closed down, who knows what, they didn't know, bomb threat. Not just in Eretz Yisrael. It's everywhere. And a person has to appreciate the reality that Torah is Megan Umat. Torah is Megan. I remember when I was, after I got married, so my parents were a little bit nervous for me to come back to Eretz Yisrael. It was the middle of the Intifada in 2002. And it was, unfortunately, wasn't uncommon for a person to blow themselves up, Rachman al Tzlan. And a little bit nervous, because I called him Nathan Tzvi, and I said, what should I do? Should I come back to Eretz Yisrael, or should I not come back to Eretz Yisrael? Torah Magna Umasa. That was the answer on the phone. That was it. That was the Torah Magna Umasa. To really believe it, to really... That's the second var from the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh says, they say it as a cute var. But the Al-Sheikh, it's all brought down from the Al-Sheikh that he said it. And he says that Esav was out to kill Yaakov. And we see even after 14 years of Shem Be'aver, he sends Eliphaz to kill him. After 20 years after that, he's there with 400 men to kill him. He didn't forget about it, Pachlav. He didn't. That means he was very upset. 35 years later, he's still out to kill him. He wasn't a little bit upset. He wasn't a lot upset. This was his big day that he was waiting for the bracha since conception, where he split the arilamis between Yaakov and himself. This is the day he's waiting for, and Esa and Yaakov just pulls the rug out from under his. But he doesn't kill him right away. Yikuvu me evil avi, yikuvu me evil avi. So, I think the Alter of Kelm says that. We know that Hill is Machayvas Anim and Blazman Kharsim is Machayvas Ashirim. He says, Esav is Machayvas Aragzonim. It's a Kalsonim. He says, why? Because Betsami was very upset, like we said. For 35 years, he's seething. And nevertheless, because he's scared that his father's going to be upset, it's going to cause Tzar to his father. He didn't do it. That means he was extremely upset, and nevertheless, he held back his Kas. He put the brakes on his Kas, and he didn't kill him. But the Al-Sheikh says, the reason why he said, Yikrim Eval Avi, is because he knew that as long as his father hasn't died, Yaakov is going to be learning. As soon as Yitzchak dies, then he's not going to be able to learn anymore, because the Oval is Aser and Limerater. He says he's going to lose his Agano, his protection, says the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh. Al-Sheikh. That's what he was waiting for. That means that it really is, I was just wondering, somebody told me that by this bomb that happened in Ramot, it was a packed bus stop, and a Trumpiano, whatever, and two buses pulled up. Right beforehand, shortly before the bomb was detonated, and a tremendous amount of people got on the buses. So now it could have been crazily packed. Somebody was telling me, he's like, if he was the one that was in, you know, setting off the bomb, Chas V'Shalom, he would have done a much better job than these people did. I said, you don't understand. It's the Ribbono Shalom is here. The Ribbono Shalom in Eretz Yisrael was Im Hashem LeYishmer Yir Shav Shakat Shemer. It's nothing to do with. It's all has to do with it. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides. You could be. You have the best ideas and the best. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Shemer. What's it dependent on? It's dependent on us. How much of a Shmir we give. And Mamela, just appreciate that our Shmir. Maybe it's the 400 people that came for Yachai Kala to sit and learn here. And they give it added extra Shmir of Limanat Torah that's Megan. Who knows? Who knows what it is? And that's a story that I've said. I've heard the story. I can't verify it, but I heard that when they went to bomb the Iraqi nuclear reactor, so Ilan Rimon and the people that went to go bomb, they got it in the 80s. They went to the Baba Sali for a bracha, to get a bracha before they went. Get to the Baba Sali, asked, when are they going to bomb? He said, the flight is, they're supposed to take off at 2. He says, don't do it at 2. Push it off to 4. So they asked him, why? What's the difference? If it's 2 o'clock, if it's 4 o'clock? He says, 2 o'clock in a storm. There's less terror. He says, wait till 4 o'clock, it's ready. Everybody comes back for a second Seder. You'll have more of a schuss. It's just a person that sees the reality, to appreciate that reality, that it's Megan. When a person's on the way, well, he needs extra. We're learning the halachos of Tefillas HaDerech. Tefillas HaDerech is the special tefillas for the Derech. Special tefillas for the Derech that are even not the Samazai tefillas HaDerech that a person it's a matzah of sakana. Anytime, right? I think the stipler said that if the Chazal would have been in at the time when they had cars, they would have asked cars of sakana. So you have to know, statistically, already maybe things are different. But it's better than the sakana, because it's Baruch Hashemer. The extra tefillah, the extra hagana. When a person is going, a person is leaving, he could make sure that his American Express is in his pocket, and he has his cell phone in his pocket, and he has maybe even his flask in his pocket. Who knows? But like Esav, we don't do wine, schnapps, chamar medina. But that a person should have something in his pocket that's limitator, and it doesn't have to be the safer that he's holding. First of all, if he could chaza what he learned, or he could. If he has a safe, he has a tilm. A person should have a tilm in their pocket. That way, even when there's nobody looking, just take a petal tilm. Take a petal tilm. And I know somebody that he wanted a chaz mishnayis. He wanted to have a way to chaz mishnayis, but they'll keep a whole mishnayis in his pocket. He's not going to do. He just cut and pasted from one of these programs, one of these computer programs, the entire mishnayis, and printed it out on one paper. He has the entire mishnayis of one mesecht or whatever it was on thought. The whole Mitzvah's brachas or something, or one piece of paper, and you have it folded up in your pocket, and you have it, just in case you want. But nowadays they have even better ways. They have Gishmaka Shurim. They have, Kol HaLoshon has, I don't know how many thousands of Shurim, what any topic you could possibly want, any speaker that ever spoke under the sun, even people probably that before the times of, I don't know how they pull it off, but before the times of recording, they have all types of Shurim from all types of times. It's interesting things. It's leichter. When you're on the way, you don't need something so heavy, and it's hard to get through a safer, and it's hard to think and learning. All these things are hard. You stick something in your ear, something instead of just dumb spacing out. Chaval, you might as well hear a shir. You might as well something, and it's a geshmaka thing. Chaval, it should be a massive. Mi oivai techakmeni, they say. We learn from our enemies. We're supposed to learn how to be oivai kodesh baruch. It says, they say the part with Yaakov Avinu. Tarig mitzvah shamarati v'lelamanati mimaisav aroim. It says about Esav. He says, "Im lav magarti, v'tagim mitzvah shamarati, v'lemanati ma'isav aroim." So, what is the v'lemanati ma'isav aroim? You just told me, "Tagim mitzvah shamarati." Of course, v'lemanati ma'isav aroim. So he said, "No, he was complaining about himself." He says, "Tagim mitzvah shamarati, v'lemanati ma'isav aroim." The way that Esav did ma'isav aroim with that kishmak, and I couldn't do. 100 times he switched somebody's. He made up a deal and he switched 100 times. Am I willing to go ahead? I tried to get up for shachas one time. I'll try a second time, a different way, a third way. I tried a fourth way. Do we learn from Yehoveta Chagmeni to learn from what how dedicated people are to whatever they're passionate about? We should be able to take it for our way to Hashem in each way. And it's so easy nowadays. It's so easy and it's so gishmak. And they make a gishmak. So why not? Yehoveta Chagmeni, it'll be a schus for us and it'll be a shmir for everybody else. Be'ez Hashem Yizbach.